This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 295NUT for a $295.com or transfer. Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts.
Episode... Go!
196.
I've got too much energy, I can't start the show like that, sorry. 196!
My name is Eagle Weigel!
Thank you! Welcome to the MMA show, my fans, for my fans, we're walking live between serious and ridiculous. Hey, I haven't had enough bulletproof coffee yet, Eagle.
You know,
and I have not poured cold beer in it to make it double delicious.
I have to say, you know, I know they sponsor the show and all that business, and I don't want to just talk out of turn and say, like, buy the stuff and love the stuff because they're sponsoring us, but there is something about this coffee.
With cocaine!
Because,
oh my God,
I've been drinking it this week, and my workouts are extremely good. I feel really good energy. Not right now because I don't drink bulletproof coffee at night because I don't want to be
10 o'clock at night, and I'm pounding coffee.
Yeah, no, not me.
Warrior.
So I'm a little tired, but that is some good stuff. It tastes really good, and I find, like, I don't know about the microtoxin thing, but I have to say that I have, like, my regular K-cup that I have, and I do notice a little bit of, like, that, like, itchy, scratchy feeling, like, when I drink my regular coffee now.
I hear you.
You know?
I hear you.
So, it's good stuff. What was bulletproofcoffee.com/MMA Nuts?
Upgraded self/MMA Nuts. It's very confusing. You should have bulletproof coffee. But
buy the domain, son of a bitch.
$5 off of 20, code MMA Nuts.
20. Yes. Use our GoDaddy code, son, motherfucker. $295. I'm going to buy that domain, bulletproofcoffee.com.
I'm sure they have it, and it redirects to upgrade it. So.
Does it? Okay. Anyways.
Or Bulletproof Executive. It's very confusing as a consumer.
There's too many things
I'm just
happening.
Saying.
And they're all orangey on their website.
Yes, it's very orange and brown. It's like, not Christmas, but some people celebrate Halloween on Christmas.
Okay, they do? Is that some kind of, like,
it's like Festivus.
Zombie apocalypse?
Sure.
Cheer, I'll drink to that.
All right, fine.
I might be sleeping in about 10 minutes.
It's
because I have not had
I'll take you down a path. So, the other day I'm in here, Ringo, and I'm working out. Yeah, I'm perusing all these fight posters, and I made an observation.
Okay.
Why does nobody smile on any fucking fight card poster ever? Find me one. That's a challenge.
Well,
that's a personal challenge.
There's a lot of...
Everybody is mean mugging. Everybody is mean mugging.
Mean
mugging
are looking very serious. I think smiling would be frowned upon.
It would be, but just to be different one time, be all smiley. Like John Jones, he seems like the perfect character to be smiling. Hey, speaking of John Jones, there's a smooth transition. Number one, I'm so hopped up. I'm on like fucking cocaine right now.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there. It's just bulletproof coffee.
Or cocaine.
Or cocaine. Wink, wink. Snorted right off a hooker's asshole.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
What happened with his cell phone? Something happened. He lost it. It got hacked.
Gay slurs.
Homophobic rant. And then he posts a selfie. Apparently, it wasn't him. He has 11 people has his password.
Picture of his penis?
Yeah.
Why do 11 people have his password?
Because he's like the GSP of 205 or something.
So he doesn't really have managing his own Twitter account.
Not so much.
That's gay. You're gay, John Jones. That makes me like you even less.
I just can't wait till you have the discussion.
You guys can all call me racist.
I was going to give you some rope just so you could hang yourself.
Nice. I hate that guy.
I can't say I hate him. I hate him as a person, but I enjoy watching him fight.
That's true.
So I
hope he loses.
In devastating fashion.
I don't even
Are you going to try to say you want Anderson Silva him?
No.
You and Tyrone Spong him?
I wouldn't wish that on anybody. No. I would just like to see a knockout so you'd shut the fuck up already.
Well... We should probably save the discussion for him, but
it's coming later. That's a what do you call that? A premonition, a future cast.
Yeah.
Or if you're in the Game of Thrones, like what is that guy? Fucking cripple kid. What can he do?
Retarded.
No,
is that on it?
Hodor. No,
Hodor. That's all he knows. He's that guy. I
forgot. Speaking of retarded, did you watch this week's Ultimate Fighter with BJ Penn and Frankie Edgar?
I forgot it was on, and I caught a little bit, because I think it was after, it was on Wednesday night after one of the events, and then it started recording. I'm like, oh, fuck, I want to, this is the one episode I want to see, is the first one where they show
up. It was good. There was a lot of good fights, and BJ and Frankie and Dana had a lot of, it seemed like they were having a great old time. I think there's a lot of mutual respect between the two guys. And they were both like, you know, BJ's like, thanks for giving me the chance, you know, and the guy's like, yeah, we'll go again, we'll go again. And they're both like, whatever. But at one point, one of the guys brought his mom to this thing.
Yeah.
And he got fucking knocked out. He's like this huge 6'7", just, I mean, he got clipped and he went down like a boom, face first,
right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And BJ's like, man, this is a hurt game. Like, you probably don't want to be bringing your mom to this thing. I fell off my couch. I literally fell off my couch laughing. If people were at my house, if my wife would have come down and been like, what are you doing? She would have thought I was crazy. I thought that was so hilarious for him to say that, but it's so true. Why is this guy bringing his mom? Like, to...
Well, I think weren't they trying to emphasize the family? It seemed like these last, I don't know, 3 or 4 seasons where they keep showing him in the hotel. Let's show a family member come in.
And that's fine.
Maybe all this guy had was a mom or something.
I know, that's cool, but girlfriend, you know, bring a buddy. Not your mom, Jesus Christ.
One guy's
Christ.
Banging his girlfriend or something. I haven't seen you in 2 months. Fucking jackhammer away. I'm like, oh, my God, come on. Crazy. If you're going to listen to him breathe, you might as well show him fuck.
It was good. I liked it, and I'm looking forward to the season. I think I'd like to see BJ coach and all that. And he looks good, man. He looks like he's in shape. I know you're like, whatever. But
still will not beat. I don't know. I'm not gonna say he'll never beat this man, but
Frankie.
The speed. It comes down to the speed. But still, sticking with the show, I heard Mark Coleman's gonna have some funny shit coming up.
Really? Okay. Awesome.
Dana was saying, well, if you've ever seen Mark Coleman doing interviews or like the Q&A when they had all the legends come in, no, he's got some good stories. He's fucking down to earth.
He's a straight shooter, man. Guy, like, he's lived a crazy
life. Oh, hell yeah. He was all like on the sauce back in the day. It's tough to see these guys now in their elder years. Cause, like, you think of them back in the day, like all juiced up and then, you know, you get injured and you get old and your body starts breaking down. Fuck. Yeah. I don't want to see them like that. I want to remember them like
top big
of
and
the
juicy.
World. Fuck yeah.
Tasty.
Shit yeah.
Delicious.
Like Vitor Belfort.
Or The Rock. Have you seen The Rock lately? Holy shit.
What is that movie? No Pain, No Gain?
Yeah. Have you seen something? That?
No.
That's hilarious, too. You must watch that. Heavily medicated. You'll laugh your ass off.
I'm in for that.
But no, he's like, he's got his Facebook, and I follow that, and he posts crazy photos and selfies all the time. He's just fucking huge. I've never seen a man that. He's just gigantic. I don't know how. Like, whatever he's on, it's good.
He's on the gear, man.
Huge.
He doesn't have to not be, right?
No, I mean,
is he still wrestling now? I don't fucking know.
I don't think so.
Just doing the movie star
I don't follow
shit.
Wrestling, but I don't think he's wrestling. I think he's the highest paid...
action movie star. Or
I think he just passed, like, everybody just recently, yeah.
Yeah, who else is up there? I would imagine, like, a Will Smith, a Tom Cruise, mm-hmm. probably in that top tier.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I was just reading something interesting about Keanu Reeves, who I always give shit about.
Did you read that
about him giving them all this money to the people, to the guys who like did The Matrix, because he made all this fucking money?
Yeah, all the special effects guys, and I think he bought all the stuntmen Harleys or something along that line. Not interested in the money so much, but making sure everybody around him was taken care of.
And he even paid for part of the making of 2 and 3, apparently, because the studio didn't want to spend, you know, fucking greedy ass cunts. Yeah. Didn't want to, and he was like, whatever. And I think he, like, I keep reading, like, stories of him, like, just hanging out in the park, like, just being all normal and shit. And he's probably filthy rich, just eating a fucking.
Masturbating under a fucking thing. Oh, like he was taking less money to get better actors in the movies with him.
Yes.
Like, who was it? Gene Hackman in The Replacements with
him. That was a good ass movie.
And I forgot there was some other movie that he wanted to make, but he wanted
some. All the ones
really
with Sandra
good.
Bullock?
Probably.
Yes.
I don't know.
She's a chocolate pudding lady for me.
I thought you were going to say chocolate Adele lady. I'm like,
I put some chocolate pudding in there.
Hey, whatever it takes. It's all about chocolate pudding. Yeah. I'm just saying, go vanilla.
Whatever that Jesse, what's his name? Jesse, the bike guy? What a dumbass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cheated on her with some crazy. But, I mean, you never
monster.
Know. You never know. Maybe she's nuts. Probably full of herself.
Yeah, what is that guy? Jesse James?
Jesse James, yeah.
Allegedly related to him. Oh, whatever happened to that guy? Got off the face of the earth.
Well, he's no longer with Sandra Bullock, so, you know, no one cares
about him. Well, he had his show, right? They were building motorcycles and shit. And
I think it's still on.
No.
Let's
more so out of the
It's all good.
Like, I think know. This, I think that. Like, what else is going on? Got any other news going
yes,
on?
Yes, Michael Ripper, dead. Gunshot wound.
Christ, why you got to dig this up?
Shot himself, apparently, allegedly.
So, who is this guy again? He had a...
He had that movie, Collapse.
Talking about a lot of insider stuff.
Peak oil, you know, right? I think.
I don't know what you're saying.
Peak oil and like the government's
out
to get
him. You gotta say the T word.
What's that? Terrorist!
Oh my God! You're a domestic terrorist.
Yes. So I don't know. Rest in peace. He's got the website. Fuck it. He's on the Rogan podcast. Interesting. That movie was creeping me out though. He's like sitting in the room just smoking and talking the whole time.
Like 2.5 hours. You watch that, you lose your fucking mind.
Oh my God,
what's this guy talking about? Is this happening? I better buy some stuff. I got to stock up on stuff,
man. Lock yourself in your basement.
I'm never leaving. Ever. Scary.
I have a little bit of lighter news, though.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Long Island nursing home hired male stripper and is now being sued by an 85-year-old woman who lives in the nursing home who has dementia. For being violated against
her
will.
Well, she was violated anally if she took too much male semen.
No, it says that the stripper gyrated in front of her against her will. And apparently there was a voting system put into place to make this all happen. And all the seniors were for it. And apparently she was not. So I don't know how that all works out. But
so I could see if he came into her room and she's like strapped down to the bed because she's probably a little fucking senile. I'm just guessing. But and then the guy's like rubbing the sausage in her face, like, "Hey, you like a little breakfast sausage in the morning?"
That's so crazy.
Like, no. But I'm guessing this probably happened in the community area.
Yes.
So she can go fuck herself. She's so senile she didn't even remember that she actually went there.
I don't know, but it's just funny because, like, you know, they voted on this. Like, who started this
she
idea?
She probably forgot she voted for it. She was probably the one who initiated it. I think we should have male strippers come.
Yes.
I never said that.
There's apparently, following this story, there was a thread that I read kind of in conjunction with this who said basically in the highest incidence of, like, STDs is in, like, in senior homes.
You saying it was gonorrhea?
Yeah.
Was the champion
of the
diseases? Because
they're just, I mean, everyone's already past the baby-making stage, so they don't need anything. They're old, no protection required. I mean, why would you wear a condom if you're, like, 65 or 70? What's the point?
I'm just thinking of the smell. Old people stink enough, but that box got to smell
even. What if you're already old, and then...
You don't smell the old smell?
Because you're old.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's unusual. But the box, it can't smell good, can it?
Maybe if you're old, it smells good. I don't know.
Fair enough.
But I'm just saying, like, for me, I can always tell, like, there's an old person around. You know, I hate to think
there's
that way.
There's an old person's smell, yeah.
Yes. I think it's the smell of death.
It's like when you go to buy a new
Rigor
car.
Mortis.
There's a new car scent.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but it's awesome.
It's called chemicals.
Yeah.
Lots of chemicals.
It's called taking 10 years off your life in one inhale.
Yes. That's supposed to be one of the worst things, like the new car. Smell?
Yeah. They have that spray. You want new car smell?
No, thanks. Yeah. I like fresh car smell.
Fresh car smell? What's this about?
Is
this something I need? Do I need this in my life?
No. Just open your windows. Fresh car smell.
Oh, nice. It's outdoors. Enjoy.
Right. Yes. That's all the news I have. Do you have anything else?
Nope. That's it.
All right. Do you want to talk about this Bizbing versus...
Yes. Being brought to you by GoDaddy.
Yes.
$295.com. Code 295NUT. 32% off, go 32 off 6, 50% off hosting, 50 host 2. Go to our website, click the coupon tab. We got a buttload of things. And if you want to support the show, it's probably a good way.
Yep. And go to our forums.
That's a $2.95 commitment.
It
Do you
is.
Have $2.95?
Not at the moment.
Ugh, you're out. You out.
Hey.
What?
Before we forget.
What?
And before we get into this thing, we
what?
Forgot to do the contest.
Want to do a contest right now?
Why not?
I have a jar of coffee beans. Listen.
Or a midget testicles.
It's like a maraca.
Yes. You have a jar of coffee beans. That's cool. What's up with that jar?
That's a jar.
Can I open it?
You could.
Can I lick it?
If you want, I'm going to be making coffee with these beans.
Oh, then can I put my penis in it?
I wouldn't have it any other way. I would hope you dipped it in twice, though. Not once, but twice.
Okay, great.
So, here's the contest. This is for this week. What's up for dibs here? We've got a bulletproof coffee prize pack going out to the winner. Hopefully, they're going to ship it internationally. If not, they're going to ship it to me, and then I'll ship it internationally. Because I give no fucks. I'll ship shit anywhere in the world.
That's right.
Along with a t-shirt.
And literally, we'll shit in the box and send it to you.
Damn. See, he keeps giving me these great ideas. Big black hogs. Shit in a box.
Shit in a box. It's like dick in a box.
Right.
Same thing.
All that stuff. Yeah. So whoever gets the closest to guessing how many coffee beans are in this jar.
You should get closer. Give them a little taste of that closeness. A little closer.
There you go.
That's as close as you get.
So I ain't getting up. Sorry,
they get, bitches. They get like a pound of coffee. Is that right? How much do they get?
Something like that. I'm not quite
That's
sure.
Expensive.
You're going to get a couple of things. I think you're going to get some MCT oil plus the coffee. I could be wrong.
Sure,
and or right. Just be happy. You're going to get something. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be epic.
And this coffee is delicious.
I'm fucking losing my mind already. I don't know if it's good or bad. I'm just going to say you're going to have a ton of energy.
Drink a lot of coffee. Smoke a lot of weed. Or don't.
Strike that. Reverse it.
Both.
Yes.
It is 420. We should be smoking weed.
A Merry Christmas. So whoever guesses.
I'm going to guess 2,355.
He won. Sorry. Everyone's
ding,
out.
Ding, ding, ding.
But whoever guesses closest, I will make, when we post the show, I will post the contest up along with that link, and everyone will need to put it on Facebook, and I'll leave this contest open till Sunday of next week.
Which is the 27th.
The 27th.
Of
noon Central. April. Is the cutoff, and I'll post all that up there. So,
okay.
Closest guest will win the Bulletproof Coffee Prize Pack, along with the MMA Nuts T-shirt, only available in two sizes now, large and extra.
Yes. Once we run out of one other size, we'll order some more. Maybe.
Well, we'll have a new design for some
reason. We got to make some MMA Nuts browser shirts. I got to talk.
Oh yeah. Those are coming.
It's gonna happen. These guys are, dude. The guys who are going for browser to the world, they're crazy. Caprito's now with the new place he's got.
Yeah.
It's all like, it's huge.
I gotta check that out.
It's really nice. And he's got these guys training two times a day, like 5 days a week. They're killers. I'm like, holy shit. They're training by themselves. Like, they're in the classes now split between the guys who are going the worlds in May. And they are animals. They're traveling like to Wisconsin to another school, and they're going down to like Indiana or something. They're roaming around. These dudes, they are in phenomenal shape. I mean, they're doing like crazy shit over there. I don't even know. They're gonna kill people. I think people will die.
Are they doing the Uber Vanguard?
Uber Vanguard? Maybe. I'm
curious.
Yes. So it's going to be awesome.
Great.
I'm excited.
Great.
Worlds.
We're ready with support.
Let's talk Bisping versus Tim Kennedy. Were you happy?
No. Not at all. Michael Bisping, my favorite fighter. He got taken down by the troll.
Here's the problem, though.
What?
I, for one, was not bored by that fight, and I don't know why, because everybody was bored.
Satisfying.
And I was like,
on a level.
I was like, wow, he is dominating a guy. He's keeping Bisping from doing his thing because he's so afraid of getting taken down by Kennedy. Bisping never got going. It's just to grind him out, just control. I mean, it wasn't John Fitch style boring. It definitely wasn't exciting, but it was like,
it's almost like we're appreciating it on a different level. It's, you look at us maybe watching MMA couple years ago, you'd be like drinking a beer. Now it's almost like drinking a fine wine as you watch. You like the intricacies a little bit more. It doesn't have to be the most exciting thing, as long as it's entertaining on a level.
It was. Kennedy imposed his will on this guy. I mean, literally, Bisping had, it was like he couldn't do anything. It was so bad. And I don't know why, because I thought Bisping had pretty good wrestling. I don't know what the hell happened.
Couldn't stop him.
Couldn't stand up. Couldn't do anything. Just frustrated.
And then he's on the ground like, God. And he got a pity stand-up. I don't know if it was Herb Dean who was the ref. He's like, come on.
Third or fourth round.
Fucking
round.
Kennedy's doing work right now. You can't stand him up. He stood him up. You got to take him back down.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate, but what are you going to do? I mean, you know, these things happen in MMA.
They do. That's unfortunate.
So what do you think's next for Tim Kennedy?
What did they say? Vitor Belfort? I don't know what's happening with that guy.
Yeah.
He needs to, if, shit, let me see what the slide is. I don't remember where they had Kennedy ranked. That's too far ahead. I deleted it out. But I want to say Kennedy was probably about 6 or 7-ish.
Yeah. No, I think he's in the top 4.
Really?
I would say so. I mean, what do you got?
Well,
you
Bisbing was probably about 5 at the time, right? Fuck, I don't have it up there. But just say Bisbing's 5, Kennedy's 6 or 7. He beats
Weidman, Vitor, he's 5. Jacare.
Yeah.
And then who was left in the
Rockhold?
Machida.
Rockhold and Machida.
Rockhold. So he's like.
For him.
Yeah. Okay.
So right about
that 5-6. Maybe not 4. Sorry, but that's probably too high.
It's so, right. You're in the ballpark. You're right in the game.
I like to see him fight somebody with a really good wrestling defense to see how he fares. Like, what about him versus Jacare? Let's see what happens.
He's got no chance.
You don't know that.
He
already fought Rockhold.
Yeah, and you saw what he did to Hodger Gracie. So.
True. But, I mean.
Jacare is a whole different animal.
Yeah, Gracie cuts from, like, 290 down to, like,
hey, that's his problem.
Like,
not
that guy's like a shell of a man when he fights. He has a good, like, 34 seconds of cardio, and then it's
you
over.
Like Travis Brown? Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
Trying to slate the man with the beard?
Hey, you're putting words in my mouth. It's better.
Better than Cox.
Thank you.
A good night. It's all good. So,
I don't know.
Belfort or Jacare, I guess. One of those two. I don't think either of those guys have anything lined up. And nobody's heard from Belfort with this TRT ban. But the weird thing was, when I was looking at the UFC website today, I don't know what version of Vitor Belfort was up there, but it sure as shit was not TRT Belfort.
He was skinny?
Skinny and soft, and his head shrunk about 3 sizes.
Maybe some Photoshop action.
No, he was looking a little soft and pudgy. So,
okay.
Fortunately, I feel his reign of terror is over.
Could be.
In the UFC. Maybe retirement for him, unfortunately.
Maybe.
And then Bisping, you can give him loser of Munoz and Musasi. He needs to fight. Bisping, it's tough. He's always in that top tier, but he's never going to get the title shot. You know?
He comes up short every time. Yep. Like, he gets to that,
it's that
edge, and then
distance.
It's like,
I guess I smell something. I smell something. Oh, it's a loss because I'm getting too close to a title shot.
Which is all right. I mean, the man's making lots of money. But
I still want to see him fight Anderson Silva. Anderson will come back. Bisping will probably beat him by this time.
I hope not.
Yeah, that would be really unfortunate, wouldn't it?
It would.
We'll move right along.
Moving along.
UFC on Fox 11 recap brought to you by Defenso.
DefenseSoap.com. Use code MMANuts for 15% off your order at DefenseSoap.com.
Hey, you know what else Defense Soap is good for?
What?
You can rub it on a screw. Make a screw turn into wood a little bit easier.
Ooh, nice. I wish I would have known that today when I was building some shit. I cracked some wood, actually.
Did you pre-drill it?
Nah.
You gotta drill it first.
I'm stupid.
That's all good.
It's still.
I learned my lesson.
Did you? Is that the key? Cracked.
Yeah, you drill it a little bit smaller than your screw. So if you have your screw head, you lay the drill bit next to it, and you line them up and make sure that the screw threads are longer than your drill bit, like side to side.
Okay.
So you can still have some grip once it goes through. So that way, when you're screwing, it's not going to split the wood.
Yeah. I wish I would have known that.
A little trick.
But I ended up putting like two or three screws in, so I don't know. But it's sturdy. It's fine. It's good. But, Defense Soap, I was like, what are we talking about?
Oh, well,
Defense
Soap,
that's it.
I was saying, I put it on the screw.
You can also put it on your balls.
That's the only bars of soap I had in
the
house.
Just help you slide in a little smoother.
Yeah,
it's
totally
all natural. Should be
good
totally
for the fucking Nina.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. Clean. Or the asshole. Depends which way you're going.
You can take one of those, like...
Judge nobody.
What do you call those things? The
corkscrew.
No.
What? You try to stick two cocks together.
No. Like in science class, when you're trying to clean out the tubes, what are those called? A fucking...
The test tube? Oh, wait. A pipe cleaner? Wait. A pipe brush?
You could rub it on that and stick it in, you know...
Nice. Why did you... Let's look at a household item. Let's use a toothbrush, because everyone probably has a toothbrush at home.
They're like, I'm going to clean your asshole.
Are you looking like a wire brush? Are you talking
that's
like,
it.
I want to clean my grill. So I use a wire brush.
Not that coarse.
So I'm going to stick that. I don't think that's safe, Ingo. I'm just going to call.
That's why I said a test
safe.
Tube. It's made out of glass. It's about the same size. It would be very safe.
Very
help someone
here.
Clean it out. So very it's all good.
Are we 15, winning yet?
MMA nuts.
Did Charlie Sheen just win?
Defense soap, we apologize. This always gets nasty. But if you're nasty, you should use the pencil 15% off MMA nuts. Moving on. Or you can dip your penis in some...
I feel like one of those Salvation Army people that are ringing the fucking bell. Like, dude, just shut the fuck up. I don't know where my money's going to go if I give it to you. I donate somewhere myself.
They try to make you feel bad. Somewhere. You don't want to help needy children?
No, I don't.
Not today.
Fuck them.
They do this everywhere, though, now. Everywhere you go, would you like to donate a dollar to such? I'm like, no. What?
Are those assholes at the stoplights?
Oh, yeah, those two.
Go fuck yourself. Leave me alone. Window up, quick. Don't look at no eye contact.
Or there's always, like, some areas, like in Tromberg, they got the bums who sit with the signs, and they always give you that look. Like, you can always tell her. I laugh at somebody in front of me who's got, like, a really nice car and is, like, dressed in a suit. The guy will just stare him down. You know, just like trying to make him feel guilty to give him a dollar. Like, why? Because why would he give you a dollar?
Nice car. Fuck off.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, let's talk about Doom Brown.
The recap.
What a card.
Let's get some scores.
Well, one second.
Go ahead.
This card was not watched by many people, apparently.
Why?
I don't know.
This, out of all the 11 cards, on paper, had to be the best looking one.
Of course. It was very exciting. We got your boy, Nurmagomedov.
I don't know if he's my boy.
He's not your boy.
I thought
you liked him.
He's all right. I don't prefer
the takedowns,
the Randy Couture grind you down style.
Yeah, that's a good point. I thought you liked his performance last time.
Well, I like it when he was goes fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yes,
but he wasn't crazy
finishing. Not he wasn't time. Able to get the finish.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about scores.
Okay, I was 9-4. Ingo was 7-6. Magic 8-Ball was 6-7.
Damn it!
So overall, I'm 55-19. Ingo is 50-24. Magic 8-Ball is 41-33.
You're always beating everybody.
I think I'm the last place.
Sad face.
Move right along.
Hey.
Yes.
What about the bonuses?
Oh shit! Alves and Baczynski fight of the night. Cerrone performance of the night. And who the fuck was it? Ortiz, maybe, with the other performance of the night? I could be wrong on the last
Tito
week.
Ortiz?
Yeah, he's making a comeback.
Nice.
In Bellator's. So I want to throw a shout-out to Thiago Alves making a comeback.
Now that is your boy. You love Thiago Alves.
Yes, and I forgot how much, because this motherfucker has been out for 2 years. I used to be a big fan. He's coming back, bringing a leg kick inside, outside, inside, outside.
Like Josh Koscheck, UFC 90 down. Style?
Yes. It's like a side of beef, like Rocky working it crazy. In the fucking meat yard. Pink, pink,
yep.
Pink.
He's got to be excited now that GSP's off the table.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That way he had a good run, and then guess where it was? UFC 100.
GSP.
Yet again.
Domination.
Yeah.
Was that the abductor muscle?
Yeah,
incident?
I think that was pulled his groin. Well, fuck it. Just go ahead and hit him with it, George. Don't be a pussy. Like, whoa, hey, easy there, Greg Jackson.
Yes.
So, shout out to him for winning, looking good, remembering why I liked him as one of my favorite fighters.
Exciting.
Like that. And then we go to Barboza versus Cerrone.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Oof. That's all I want to say.
Well, people were very excited about this fight, and I think they kind of delivered.
Yeah, I wish it would have went longer. It seemed like Cerrone was getting picked apart. It was definitely speed advantage for Barboza.
Mm-hmm.
And... I could see he was just picking apart. And then all of a sudden, Cerrone throws a left and right on the button.
Very stiff jab. With hips and everything. It was all of it.
And I'll still debate if it was a jab or a straight left, because I think his right foot was forward, so I'm calling it a straight left.
Okay.
There's debate on it.
I think it was a good jab, but it's hard to tell.
I want to give Barboza more credit and say it was a straight left.
Whatever it was, it hit him square.
It knocked him down. And like, Cerrone... Cool. Being the smart fighter he is, didn't just go down to pound him out. He went down and choked him out.
Yes.
Which is smart.
Oh, yeah. He looked psyched out, like, after. He wasn't really that celebratory. He was more like, yeah. Like, he was like, I got this.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe Greg Jackson put him in the zone.
Yeah. Zone. You need 6 more fights. He was getting fucking hammered at the post-fight press conference. He had to get up and take a piss because he drank too many Bud Lights.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
They're okay with that?
Well, Dana said, well, Cerrone's drinking too many Bud Lights. He's going to go take a piss right now.
Is there, like, some sort of signal they have amongst each other?
I think he just probably mentioned it to him. But
I got to take a leak, boss. Yep.
before I piss my pants.
Maybe that's a sponsorship opportunity.
Of course.
That guy's crazy, man. I don't know. I love it.
Well, they said that, you know, this one went down in Florida, and a lot of the festivities were going on at Shaq's house for some reason.
Yeah.
And I guess the day before the fights, they were saying Cerrone's doing, like, flips in the Shaq's pool and all sorts of crazy shit. I guess
after the weigh-ins?
I think so. Either after or before. Like, oh, my God. All right. Okay. Fair enough. Don't get hurt. That would suck, because that fight is getting canceled. You get hurt.
Well, there's a really good picture of Shaq and Yoel Romero. Yoel, right?
Say, little boy. This is, oh, is that your son? How cute.
Yeah. I wish they would have had, like, John Dotson or somebody even more time, or one of the ladies, like, with Shaq, to kind of give, like, a weird perspective.
Someone else, there was a thread, so it was probably on the Underground, where someone else posted a picture of some dude that was bigger than Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
That made Shaq look like a little dude.
Yep.
I think it was some bouncer or something. I forgot how tall he was, but 400-plus pounds, yep. Huge fucking hand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I thought Cerrone looked terrible the first in this fight, though. I mean, I know he won, but I thought he took a lot of shots. He was
to the body again.
Yep, and he was eating kicks. He was taking some, was it a right hook, left hooks? He was taking some shots to the head.
Left hook.
Left hooks. I mean, he's tough, but dude, I mean... I didn't think he looked all that sharp, and then all of a sudden he pulls the shit out of his ass, which is great, it's exciting, but I'm wondering, you know, what happened, because usually he's pretty crisp. I think maybe the game plan was to just kind of go for it with this guy or what, but Barboza looked very upset, I thought.
Yeah, it's another one of those fights where, fuck, it's got to suck, because you're winning 99.9% of the time, and then, bink! It's almost, yep. If you want to compare it to that Chael Sonnen versus Anderson Silva 1 fight where
yeah.
Chael is just complete, obviously that's a 5-rounder and Chael dominates for 4 rounds and
4.99 rounds.
4 minutes of the 5th round and then he gets triangled, but along the same lines of just complete domination and then the guy finds a way to win.
Yep. And, you know, when you're stunned and getting rear naked choked, this can't be good.
No. Smart move. Though.
Yep.
I don't know what's next for either guy.
Cerrone?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Give him Diaz. Again.
Hey, are they ever going to fight again? Are these fuckers both retired or what?
I don't know. Dana seems confused by what they're doing. So, they're crazy.
Well, the crazy thing is he can just let them stay under contract and, okay, don't fight. You're not going to fight for anybody else because you're still under my contract.
We just won't pay you.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll just lock you up for... What, indefinitely? I don't know how those... What is that? Perpetuity?
Perpetuity. Yes.
I'm throwing out big
words.
Why
do I know that word?
Prostituit?
Perpetuity. How do you know that word? Why do I know that word? Mm. I know what that means.
But good.
Move around. I don't know why I know what that means, but okay.
Just say forever.
Yes.
How's that? Clear? Great, grand, wonderful.
Ooh. Liz Carmouche won this fight. Bullshit!
Oh, it was pretty boring, Ingo.
It was. Does Liz Carmouche have a beard, by the way? Did you notice that?
Between her legs or on her face?
No, on her face. Mm. Oh. She seemed fuzzy. Like when they were...
Are you sure that's not Uriah Faber?
No. Faber has no beard. When they were doing the close-ups post, when they were waiting for their decision, I swear Carmouche had a beard. It's neither here nor there. I'm just saying. I think she had a beard. Like a fuzzy blonde beard. Not like your beard, because that would be obvious if that was happening. But I'm just saying, like...
Nothing wrong with the beard. The bearded lady?
It seems to me, too, that both fighters looked more lean in this fight, maybe. Did Misha Tate look like she was leaner? Leaner and meaner?
I don't know. She looked good at the weigh-in. I liked her little outfit thing. I don't know what she was wearing, but almost a bikini bottom or something. Good for her. Uh-huh. Somehow she gets the win, but it seemed like she took the first 2 rounds off and realized, fuck, I need to wake up and do something here in the third. And she dominated in the third. First, and it's pretty clear, round 1, Carmouche. Round 3, Tate.
I had 2 for Carmouche.
Debatable number 2.
Yeah, I mean, I can see how you could maybe score it for Misha Tate, but
just,
I don't know.
I was expecting more. I mean, typically the women... put on a good fight, and I was like, could do. When I hit the fast forward, that's when we got a problem.
Yeah.
I'm watching on the tape delay.
Yep, I agree with you. And it was kind of strange, but, you know, what are you going to do? Misha Tate wins.
And then you put her in a weird spot because now we're Tate doesn't necessarily move up in the rankings because I still think you have Ronda number one. You have to have Kat Zingano number two. Then you have Tate three. So where does Tate go? I mean, is Rousey scheduled to fight someone now?
Yeah. She's doing the...
Alexis Davis?
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So who are you going to have Tate fight?
Carmouche.
Again? Rematch. Yep. Immediate rematch!
Why not?
And then, well, there's rumor of Gina Carano coming in.
Yes.
It seems like Dana was talking that the discussion went well, and Gina's open to coming back. They're just trying to hash out some contract details, but...
Well, her contract's up in June from Strikeforce.
Well, he said it doesn't matter, and they could just sign her to a new one, regardless of if had an old one out there.
Interesting.
But he seems to be pushing it more for immediate title.
Well, that's the only... You can't have her come in and lose to some nobody.
But she's been out 4 years. You can't have her come in and just fucking challenge for a title.
But that's big money.
It's fucking blasphemous.
I know, but it's big money.
You look at her last fight. She lost to Cyborg, and Cyborg
was
retired.
On the roids.
Doesn't matter.
Juice.
Doesn't matter. Same thing happened to Alistair Overeem beating Brock Lesnar. Okay. Doesn't matter. Did they overturn anything?
No.
I don't think they did. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. No. I don't know. So, I don't think she should come in and get the chance to fight Ronda Rousey. That's a mockery of any kind of ranking system you have.
Well, they've done it before. It's not
they
like
do it all the time. I say that like I mean it.
But it's
almost...
But the rankings!
It's like the WWE, for fuck's sake.
Fuck the rankings. They want to sell pay-per-views, you know?
Well...
Especially now, given how things have been on the downslope.
Well, it's just too much MMA.
Gina Carano versus Ronda Rousey could be one of the largest selling pay-per-view cards ever.
And so could Cyborg versus Ronda Rousey.
Maybe they should
that
fight all three.
More relevant, but
three woman fight in the octagon
That's
with
fine.
Alligator pits.
Sure. And Tate said she's open to fighting Carano if she comes in too.
Yeah, I would like
see,
that.
See, that one seems to make more sense. Have Tate fight Carano first, build Carano back up, and then have her fight.
She's looking a little bit not so lean, though. I don't know if she can make the 135.
No, I don't think she can. But
that's a big girl, and 135 is going to be a rough cut.
Well, Rousey will move up to 45. I'm sure everyone would go up to 45 a fighter. So, I don't know. It just and then you look at when you want to talk about the women's divisions and some of the men's lighter divisions. They're kind of thin. I mean, it's like top five and
yep,
who? And you're going to, the argument you made, like Dana made, for not having even a women's division in the first place, you can bring in a 45-pound division. There's at least five women out there. If you want to compare apples to apples, why not just start a 45? Carano, Cyborg. Marluce, who's your woman?
Kunin.
Yeah. There's three.
She's a 45er? Oh, she's pretty skinny. I didn't realize she
was. There's three. And then I'm sure you can have some of the 35s move up.
Uriah Faber.
That's fine. Men versus women.
Yeah. That day will come.
We've already had that. We've had it. Moving right along. I don't know, X for Camouche. Moving into the main event, brought to you by Onnit.
Go to onnit.com/MMAnuts and save your 10%.
Shroom Tech Sport.
Bitches.
Promo care. Save no money on the kettlebells.
No, but those are pretty awesome. I have one, and I like it a lot. And they have a special grip on there. So compared to, like, I have the Russian kettlebell from that, I don't know, you guys know. If you're in the kettlebells, this fucking website. Dragon Door or whatever. That's the most popular.
Dragon Door.
Yeah, they're like the official kettlebell people. But I like their kettlebell too, but my Onnit one is my favorite. It has a little wider grip. It's easier to do exercises with it. I feel like my grip has gotten a lot stronger since I've used it. Plus, it's heavy as fuck. But I definitely...
He's rolling with 110 pounds. They don't even know how they make that.
56 pounds.
You ever seen a guy... I remember one time. I'll digress a little. and go to onnit.com/MMA/nutsleeve 10%. I remember a time early in my working out career when you go to the gym, and I was going to the like off the beaten path gym, so it was like more of a hardcore gym, and like there's guys juicing the fuck out
of
there.
Shooting up roids right on the floor.
There's a guy doing some kind of fucking workout, and he's picking up the 150-pound dumbbells, one in each hand. He's asking me to spot him. I'm like, can you fucking lift this one up and give it to me? I'm like, dude, that's a fucking 150-pound dumbbell, and we're going to have problems here. I'm not that strong at that point in my lifting career. Now I could probably help you, or maybe 10 years ago could have helped you. But that was some scary shit. Like, I'm like,
because
I think he was doing incline with the 150s, and like you spot the guy, you spot him under the elbows until
but
we
still,
have a problem.
If you can't do it,
then we have a problem. You're like, just fucking drop that shit. Drop it.
I can't do anything for you.
Yeah.
I'm here for moral support.
Yeah. You can do it. Push.
Come on, you pussy. Push harder.
That's why I slipped my cock out of your face. You can't do it, darling.
That's the perfect time. Yeah. Somebody's got like,
what are you going to do? You get mad, you're pushing up. It's a win-win. So anyway.
That's crazy.
Are we into this fight? Travis Brown, fucking Fabricio Werdum?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know, because I watched the fight, and I thought for sure Travis Brown would win this. I thought for sure he'd knock Werdum out. I'm pretty sure of that. And then I just wonder, like, what was Brown's strategy? Was it to knock Werdum out in the first minute or get him out of there? But it sure seemed, I thought Brown would have more of a gas tank, but it seemed first way through the first round, gas tank gone, strategy gone, technique gone. I mean, he's tough as fuck, because look how much punishment he did take. But Werdum just having his way, and, you know, just picking him apart, and I think you said it too, throwing crazy combinations.
Crazy
three,
stuff.
And then three after it, or tripling up on some shit. Jab, jab.
Threes, twos, not a single one punch. It was all three, four, five, six, seven. Crazy strikes from, like, from weird angles.
Yeah.
And throwing kicks, doing all kinds. I mean, they were just, Werdum looked good. I look real sharp.
And Brown just standing right in front of him.
Yeah.
Please hit me. Please hit me.
Yep.
And then Werdum, it looked in the fourth and fifth round, and I think Rogan probably said it too, that nosey's ahead, not really pushing the action, just kind of coasting at that point.
Well, I mean, I don't blame him. They're heavyweights. It's hard.
Well, just, I mean, he was the first guy. You were right with that stat, because they were saying it too about the one. I was like, I don't believe you. Fuck you. Travis Brown never being taken down.
Oh, okay, yeah. I swear, in my research, I was like,
weird.
So they said that on the broadcast?
Yeah, I said it a couple times.
Okay.
And I want to say Werdum took him down at least three times during that fight.
From the clinch a lot of times. Like, I mean.
And then he would shoot like a slow-ass takedown and lock it. Oh, my God. Are you seriously going to get him down with this fucking takedown?
Oh, yeah.
So telegraphed. So.
He's tough, man. Verdum's no joke. He seems like, you know, I was telling you before we started taping, Brown was heavier for this fight than he's been, from what I recall. Hmm. And Werdum was lighter. And it's like, Werdum looked really good. He looked fast. He looked strong. I like him at this 235-pound or whatever he came in at instead of 250 or what he normally weighs. I think he's got a shot, man. If he fights Kane at this kind of weight with this kind of intensity, that's a big trouble for Kane.
Striking-wise, he'll take care of him. The question, obviously, is going to be the cardio.
Yeah.
And if does Kane want to play in Verdum's guard?
I don't think anybody does. That's too scary. I mean, I think you'd rather have him on top of you than have him than you be in his guard. His guard is ridiculous. I mean, it's really scary. And that is an interesting matchup, and I think they're going to do that, aren't
they? Yeah, they're doing it in Mexico.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You already said that.
Where?
Like Mexico City? I don't know where, but somewhere in Mexico.
They're going to burn that fucker down. He's going to be scared for his life.
Viva la raza!
Mexicans don't fuck around. They're going to burn that shit down. He's going to get assassinated.
That's like fighting in Brazil for
it's worse.
Any non-Brazilian fighter.
Mexicans are crazy, man.
I don't know about that.
You don't think they're all crazy?
I'd rather fight in Mexico than Brazil.
Maybe. Then they don't have the big round ass.
I speak the language. Ooh, it's a good point.
Yes.
Speaking of which, did you see the Tough Brazil or one of these tough fucking shows? They're picking out ring car girls for Brazil. None of them have an ass. What the fuck?
I think they're going against the grain here.
Well, they're trying to follow this mold of this skinny 4'2" boy that we have as current ring card girls. No offense.
It's all good, man.
Yeah. So anyway, so yes, he's going to be fighting Kane in Mexico. And then next for Travis Brown, I'll give you three options. Roy Nelson, Mark Hunt, or the loser of Junior Dos Santos versus Stipe Miocic.
I like Roy Nelson. I'm a big fan of that one.
That but, probably makes the most sense.
But can you give him after, if Roy's been winning and losing?
Has he
been
winning? We knock out Big Nog.
Yeah, can you really give him, you know, Travis Brown or coming off a loss?
Sure. You can do whatever you want. Because I mean, it's tough, like the heavyweight division again, and one of your thinner, unless you're gonna, you need.
Sounds like an oxymoron.
Well, if you want Travis to do well, you probably need to put him in against someone that's not necessarily gonna take him down, or someone that can't take him down.
Right.
So your choices are Nelson, Hunt, and probably Dos Santos. I mean, I'd like to see that one too, but.
Yeah,
it's a quite a step up in competition, and here we go again with a guy who can't fight for the title again unless Kane loses. So hopefully you have Verdum and Kane fighting, and if Verdum was to win, then you can have Verdum versus Dos Santos, which
would
be a good fight.
It would.
A lot of mix up shit. That's why I like all these changes in title holders, because it's a whole new landscape now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into some preview. We're fucking rolling along. Let's just start jamming.
Okay. I feel like I'm losing my steam here.
I know. We're fading a little bit. I think I'm out of fucking coffee. That's the problem.
It's all good. Yes, let's talk UFC on 172, which is loading. Jones versus Teixeira happening in Baltimore Arena, Baltimore, Maryland, April 26th, 2014, which is only a week away.
Yeah.
Hopefully
no one will get injured in the two fights that we cover.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
We got Phil.
Mr. Wonderful.
Davis, he is 12-1 with one no contest versus Anthony.
Rumble!
Johnson, he is 16-4. Davis, 2 wins by KO, 4 wins by sub. Johnson, 11 wins by KO. You want to start or you want me to start?
You tell me what you prefer.
I'll say this.
Okay.
My biggest issue with Phil Davis is just he's so tentative when he fights. He doesn't commit to the striking. And here is Anthony Rumble Johnson. Was this his first fight back in the UFC after missing weight on multiple occasions? He's 275 pounds, cutting down to 170,
yes.
Cutting down to 185. Cutting down to 205, fighting at heavyweight. This fucking guy, I think, has fought at the most weight classes
even
ever.
More than BJ Penn.
Yeah.
He's all over the place.
And not by choice, because he can't make different weights. Like, fuck, this ain't working out for me. But I think 205 is a much better weight for him. And he could still go up to heavyweight. I wouldn't mind seeing a little rumble at heavyweight. I think he would mix some shit up with the guys that are there right now. But,
I agree.
The weird thing was when I was looking at the wrestling statistics for both guys, Anthony actually has the better takedown percentage and the better takedown defense than Phil Davis, which kind of surprised me because I thought it would be the other way around, because I thought Davis was the more decorated collegiate wrestler, if you will, but when it comes to MMA, it's the Rumble Johnson. And if you want to look at Rumble from a power standpoint, I forgot who he fought in the last fight. I'm pretty sure he knocked somebody out. Just no, it's a given.
Streak, yes.
He went to decision with Arlovsky, broke his jaw in the process. And granted, you know, you're not fighting top-tier guys, but he was looking decent in that process. And against Davis, I like me a little Anthony Rumble Johnson, just because he's going to be too tentative, and I think Rumble will push it to him. The question will be gas tank. I don't think Davis will have the problem. I think the bigger problem is on the rumble. But at 205, he gets a little more gas in the tank. So I'm going with Rumble with a second round KO.
Okay, that's a smart pick. I'm going to have to go against you, though. I think Phil Davis has a significant wrestling advantage. I know that the stats, as you mentioned, don't really I don't know. I'd have to look at it more closely to see which guy fought strikers more. I think Rumble maybe has fought a lot more strikers in his career versus Davis has been with some grapplers. And if you remember, he finished some guys that, you know, like Tim Boach, and it's surprising enough, was able to really, you know, pull out some submissions out of his ass in a sense on some of these
like
guys.
Like made his own, right?
Yeah, pretty much the Mr. Wonderful. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Phil Davis. I think he is kind of like a somewhat cookie cutter wrestler type, but I feel like he has the opportunity to really dictate where the fight takes place. And unfortunately, I think we're gonna see a grind him out Phil Davis, who's gonna try to get the win over a guy
like Davis, Rashad Evans.
Yes, right? Because everybody knows Rumble's dangerous. That guy's got freaking dynamite in his hands, and you can't let him hit you in the face. I think Davis has got to
switch kick you.
Yeah, I think Davis has got to put him on his back, and I think he can put him on his back. If not in the first round, he can definitely do it in the second. Was it the Koscheck fight where that happened like that? Where the Koscheck wasn't having much success, and then all of a sudden he started being able to take Rumble down.
Yeah, the rear neck choke.
Yeah, I think we're going to see the same thing. I'm going to predict a Phil Davis late second round submission here. You know, Rumble has had his stint in the UFC and other places with issues with subs and whatnot. It's going to be boring. And I think Davis wins slow and methodically, as much as I hate to say it. So, because I like Rumble. I would like to see him knock fools out.
That's right.
Shake things up, 205.
Magic 8-Ball is going to take Phil Davis.
All right. I like it.
Ooh. All right, we got John Bones Jones. He's 19-1 versus Glover.
Did you win that guy?
No. Teixeira. He is 22-2. Jones, 9 wins by KO, 6 wins by submission. Teixeira, 13 wins by KO, 6 wins by sub. How do you see John Jones losing in this fight, Ingo?
Thank you. I think John Jones is going to get knocked the fuck out in this fight.
Ingo tends to think this for 4 years straight.
Somebody.
I don't even think we called the Matt Hamill one, but that's still not a loss. So if you pick that right, fuck you.
I think that might be the one time I actually picked.
We have to roll back the tape.
But here's, all right. How can Glover win this fight?
I want some rope.
That's the question. I think his strategy, John Jones uses range really well. He's very athletic. You can't stand on the outside with this guy because he'll pick you apart with his kicks and close the distance and take you down. You can't stay close to him. I mean, if you look at that, he's fucking really dangerous in the clinch. Even Machida, he choked him unconscious. It's scary.
Standing.
Yeah, it's very scary. I think Glover's best opportunity is to actually do the thing that most guys tell you not to do, and it's to stay
take it in the ass?
Maybe that. But stay in the mid range. You know, don't be too far out. Don't be too far in. Stay in the mid range. Stay in boxing range because he has
boxing. His hands.
His hands are great, and you know he stood in there. If you remember, like that Rampage fight, he's not scared, man. He'll throw down with people. He's not afraid. He's had some moments, like the Fabio Maldonado fight, where he takes some punishment when he really shouldn't.
Who?
Glover.
Well, he got stupid in that fight because he dropped his hands. And then almost got knocked out because he was doing so well. He's like, fuck it. I'm going to throw my hands out. Boom.
Yeah, exactly. Can't do that against John Jones, sir. I think that Jones is going to be pleasantly surprised because Glover is not afraid of him. And I think the way you beat John Jones is the same way you beat Anderson Silva, is you got to pressure him. You can't let him get comfortable and run his game on you and do his fucking crazy
strike. Did you just say run a train on you?
It's a game.
Damn it.
But I like where your mind's at.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, and so therefore, I think Glover has to push the pace, get Jones moving backwards. Don't clinch with him because it's very dangerous in the clinch. But just try to stay in that boxing range and pick him apart. Keep the head moving. Don't let him kick you. If you're in that mid-range, I don't think Jones can kick you. And he may be able to take you down, but Glover, I think his jiu-jitsu is good enough to get up. And therefore, I predict a Glover Teixeira, third-round KO. I think he will hurt John Jones in the first two rounds and finish him in the third. Please.
Wouldn't upset me. Wouldn't upset me.
What do you say?
Well, you know, you look at the Gustafson-John Jones fight, mm-hmm. and That's the area he struggled with, was the boxing, right?
Yep.
And Glover, that's where he excels, is the boxing. Well, I think Jones would be smart enough to learn the lesson that I should not stick in this range. The knock on Glover is, like we said, with a challenge his fight IQ at times, because that Maldonado fight, he should have never dropped his hand. He should have never taken a shot that potentially could have lost him a fight. And then even look at the Ryan Bader fight, where Bader rocked him pretty hard.
Yep.
And I'm not going to say he knocked him out, but he got fucking really hit hard. And I mean, I think that was a weird matchup for him. I think he overlooked Bader's power, just like, oh, fuck you again. Mm-hmm. Where I wonder if when he gets in this shit again, does he relapse to that and try that shit with Jones?
I doubt it. I mean, he's a champ. You know, I think you got to be focused.
You have some respect for the power and the creativity. I just wonder, another question is, not fighting the 5-round fight, how's his cardio going to hold up? I don't know. You know, you haven't seen him. Usually finishes early.
Yeah.
First or
I don't think
round.
It goes five. Does John Jones really go decisions much? I mean, only what? Gustafson?
Gustafson and Rashad Evans.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
And, and that's where you got to also say John Jones is pretty impressive, because when you look at some of these guys that once they get the title, how do they typically win? GSP? Decision. Henan Burrow, or Burrow, sorry, I keep fucking that guy's name up. I'm going to fuck it up forever. Mm-hmm. Decision. I think Jose has been finishing. Could be wrong.
Yeah, he's been.
But then you go to the lighter weight.
Well.
Anyway. You get the gist of what I'm saying.
I mean, Jones is still choking finishing people out, knocking people
out. And it's top level guys. Yeah. So. Impressive.
That Machida and Rene guillotine was still one of the most impressive. I mean, it's Lyoto Machida. Like, seriously, I still think that's one of the most impressive wins on his record.
He lost the first round to Machida,
yes.
And then it only took him one round to figure out.
Yep.
Gustafson, it took him a few rounds because he was getting his ass kicked. And I still say Gustafson won that fight, but,
close.
You know, gave him a few rounds to figure it out, weather the storm, and then come back and, you know, win the fight.
Glover's got fire in his hands. He's tough, dude.
Who?
Glover, man. He can knock him out.
But if he connects. Does he know how to pace himself? I don't think he does.
I don't think he needs to. Don't pace yourself, Glover. Just go for it.
Go for bro.
Fuck it. Yeah, just fuck it.
Jones can take a shot, though. He hasn't taken that many. And someone fucking rocked him hard, too. I can't remember.
Well, Machida did. Machida got him good. And then I think
that Gustafson hit him.
Yeah, a little bit. Bunch. I think Machida, got the best of him. That was one of the best first rounds I've seen against Jones. And then, like, the stark contrast. Like, what happened? All of a sudden, that elbow.
Yeah, that's the game changer. Well, I think the creativity from Jones also creates problems for Teixeira, because, mm-hmm. obviously, you haven't fought anybody that's going to throw this kind of crazy shit at you.
No.
Deal with it. Deal with it. You like a spinning elbow? You like a spinning back elbow? Oh, I'm so sorry. And what was with this drug testing shit? It's kind of weird, too.
I don't know.
Mind games. John Jones says, I need drug testing.
I think you should kick him in his chicken legs.
That's fine. Not going to work. Chop him down, man.
His legs are tiny. It's so skinny, man.
It's true. But I think I'm going to take John Jones as the second round KO.
Okay. Smart pick.
You can't bet against the elbows.
True.
He's got the best elbows in MMA. Take it. Take it.
I might pass out if Glover knocks out John Jones.
Ah! I think we got to set up the video camera for this one.
Okay.
For sure.
Good game.
The Magic 8-Ball taking Glover to Shira.
Nice.
And the 8-Ball's been successful this year. Not so much. All right, moving right along. Did we get all our sponsors in?
We
out,
did.
Done?
I think we're good. We did more than we should have.
Okay. Great. Ask the Nuts. Rhyme you. Andre Dida's excuse that he attacked Chael from behind to stop the fight. What do you think? Is he a punk-ass bitch or a peacekeeper?
I don't know. Don't care. It's all...
It's all nonsense. But if there's two professional fighters and you're supposed to be a professional fighter, could you not slip in a rear naked choke when someone's pounding away on someone else?
Probably.
If you needed to do... a less violent way of stopping something, I think a choke. Well,
then the whole thing is though, supposedly Vanderlei started this shit, so I didn't see it.
I don't know. It's all scripted bullshit. Don't care.
Yeah. What I read was the producers try to stir shit up and
saying all this shit behind the scenes.
Yeah, and then you got Vanderlei all riled up, and then Chael's like, "Whoa, dude! Like, I'm supposed to be the bad guy. You're supposed to be the good guy. You realize you're fucking this whole thing up." And then it was like, Vanderlei got upset, and then he swung, Chael ducked, took him down, and then all this shit happened. I don't even know. I'm not watching it. Are you watching it?
No, I have had no time for Ultimate Fighter. They have my time the first show of every season, and I still forget that that's going to be the best and the only one I watch, because that's where you're going to see all fights and no bullshit.
Yes.
A little bit of bullshit.
I still like B-Japan. I love you, B-Japan. I'll be watching your show. It's not the Ultimate Fighter. It's the B-Japan show.
There you go. Gregory LaFountain, who is the one fighter in the UFC that you feel brings out the best in their opponent and is guaranteed to have an exciting fight?
Ooh.
Who has the most fight of the night?
I mean, I like Donald Cerrone. I like and I like the Diaz. But I mean, I feel like a Diaz brother is always gonna get.
He's gonna stir some shit up for sure.
Yeah, but Cerrone always. I mean, when I know Cerrone's fighting, I'm like, some shit's gonna go down. You know, I know something's gonna happen. He may not win every time, but it'll be exciting.
Yeah, retired was Chris Lytle.
Yeah, for
as
sure.
I always knew. Like, oh man. He's the one who set the order. Or you could even throw Joe Lozon in that camp.
Yeah. Oh, Joe Lozon, so. Chris Lieben. Shit, I don't know. I'm trying to think of. I mean, current active fighters, definitely. Joe Lozon is one. Yeah, I mean, that guy's a train coming through. He doesn't stop.
Yeah. But. Jeff Hoffman, what fighters should we keep or be keeping an eye on in the new the women's strawweight division? He says he likes the Thug Rose. He knows there's a few other fighters with a lot more experience.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously you have Felice Herrig, right?
Yeah. I don't know any of the women.
She's on the show. I don't know, like, if she's going to, obviously.
Well, I think that's probably the best introduction for all the women to the UFC. And, I mean, you want to look at a good idea of, like, how to get these women noticed and get some press behind them, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, I think the winner of that show in the summer gets the belt, right?
They should, since they don't have a
new division.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
James Holmes Paul says, perfect Sunday?
Like,
question mark?
Y or A-E?
Perfect Sunday.
Like the ice cream?
Yes.
Okay, you go first.
I don't need Sundays.
You don't? I'm a pistachio man. I love pistachio.
What's a pistachio?
Like a little pistachio, some almonds, some banana, a little chocolate drizzle. Little, what's that shit called?
Nutella. Sugar.
Nutella.
Cocaine.
That too.
Little crack
little
rock.
Nutella.
You like the Dave Chappelle little crack rock?
Sprinkle a little crack on there. I love pistachio. It's awesome.
Coffee bean. Just put a little coffee bean on
there. Yeah. A little crack. Bringing some crack on you.
That's it, Ingo. We got any knowledge? Game of Thrones. We saw the first episode, epic. Second episode,
I might have my second win. I may actually try to watch it tonight. I'm excited. You got me excited for it. We'll see how I feel when I get home.
It's got to be better than last week. The first one was fucking great.
Second one was a little bit, how would I say? I wanted more violent death for the king.
Yeah, I wanted to see him die by the hands of someone.
Fuck that fucker.
Like a straight up front choke, a rape choke. Someone rape choked that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Stick his
someone
cock
told me that has read the books. It says, be wary of this week's episode. It's going to be brutal, supposedly.
Ooh.
If it follows the books.
Ooh. So, I'm going to unleash the dragons on someone.
Could be.
Dragon. Oh, I said we bought the Lego Marvel.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
Yeah, I didn't like that it didn't save a couple times, and I lost my saves. Because there was an issue with my daughter playing, and then it didn't recognize the save, so I lost like 2.5 hours of work.
Ouch.
And I had to redo one episode or one mission 5 times.
Bug. We didn't experience any of that problem.
Fucking Xbox has so many problems with the saves, and I researched it online, and I still have issues where I go to log in, and then when the game starts, it's like, who are you? And then you try to log in again.
Yeah.
And then the save's not there, so I have to go back to the main
Yeah.
Like screen, exit out of the game, go back in the game, and then everything.
Are you part of the beta, like free updates? You get the push out, roll out first before anybody? Because I happen to be get in on that, and that was one of the bugs that was going around, because for 2 weeks I would put a disc in and it wouldn't play it. It would just say like there's a problem with the account, like you were describing. But I'd have to shut it off, pull the disc out, turn it on, and then put the disc in. It's a known problem, I guess.
And then I even had a problem when I borrowed the Titanfall from you, too.
Was it working?
No, it wouldn't load. So I had to unplug everything, plug it back in. And I think I had to go to some option where it was delete all your persistent storage.
Yeah, yeah, I've had to do that
Jesus Christ. Every fucking game I've played so far has had an issue.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, but the good thing is they are patching this constantly. So I think every 2 or 3 weeks you're getting an update. Hopefully, remember like the Xbox 360 was like just kind of eh. And then around that like 2-3 years ago, that spring update, all of a sudden it was like, whoa, look at these menus. Like everything's smooth. Shit's good. I think they're working their way to that.
Hope so. So. You know what's right around the corner?
What?
Yeah, UFC.
Yes. May? When's that coming out?
June 17th.
Okay. I got Watch Dogs. That's coming out in May. I'm going to play the shit out of that, hopefully. And then, yeah, UFC. And then I have my eye on this, like, Elder Scrolls or Diablo. I want an RPG. I don't know which one I'm going to go for.
Uh-oh. Pretty dangerous. Yeah. That's it. Shut it down.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.